10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Don't you?
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
The Rough Riders are back on the road, and today they start a seven-game series against the San Diego Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions here in San Antonio, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. The Rough Riders at 27-17 are half a game back of first place and are playing some really good baseball right now. They're meeting the San Antonio Missions at 22-21, and they have been playing good baseball as well, 7-2 in their last nine ball games. The Rough Riders coming off a series split against the Midland Rockhounds last week, while San Antonio won four of the six games at Wichita that they played on the road. These two teams have matched up just once earlier this season. It was a 4-1 series win for the Rough Riders, with the final game being washed out. That game will be made up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow, where the Rough Riders will actually play as the home team in the second game. So it's a seven-game series between the Rough Riders and the Missions starting today. And in the opener, it's the Rough Riders starting pitcher that was supposed to go on that Sunday game a few weeks ago. It's Josh Steven, the 22-year-old out of DeSoto, Texas. He's making his first career start against the Missions tonight, 0-2 with a 6.04 ERA. Across five starts, he struck out 21 over 22 and a third innings to nine walks. Opponents hitting .318 against the right-hander. He's gone exactly six innings in his last two starts, but he's surrendered exactly five runs in those two starts and a total of four homers as well. He'll be happy to be pitching in this very pitcher-friendly haven here in San Antonio, one of the more pitcher-friendly ballparks in all of minor league baseball. And on the other side, it's Ryan Burgert, who the Rough Riders are seeing for the fourth time in his career, the 24-year-old for San Antonio out of West Virginia, a Canton, Ohio native, on the season making his ninth start. He's 0-4 with a 6.68 ERA, and he has really struggled over his last five games with an ERA just shy of 9. Part of that was the Rough Riders doing, as in his last start head-to-head against Frisco, he allowed five runs, two earned over four and a third in a loss back in Frisco, Texas. So the Rough Riders turning to Josh Steven today. Ryan Burgert, the number 7 prospect in the Padres organization, going for the Missions. Earlier today, we got to catch up with Jason Ferrari, who's the data apprentice for the Rangers assigned to the Rough Riders this year. Had a great chat about what he does for his position and how it compares to what he's done in the past when he was in college baseball at Grand Canyon University. We'll get you that interview on the other side of the break before game one between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Happy you're with us on the pregame show here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
All right, ready to do this thing?
Yes, sir.
All right, ready in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the pregame show before the Rough Riders and Missions in Game 1 of this series. We're joined by Jason Ferrari, the data apprentice for the Rough Riders and the Rangers. Jason, how you doing?
Good, thanks for having me on.
All right, so data apprentice, for people who don't know, what do you do?
Yeah, so my main position circles around collecting all of the video and data for the team. Through practice and game settings, as well as doing advanced reports for game preparation, utilizing the data and the video that we collect.
So this is a new transition for you. You've been in college athletics the last few years with Grand Canyon University. What has your transition been like to pro ball?
You know, I'm thankful for GCU and the work that I did because there's a lot of similarities with it. The transition between collegiate and professional baseball has been exciting just with the extent of technology and data that they use. So the familiarity within GCU has been helpful, and the coaching staff here in Frisco has allowed for a smooth transition as well as the players. So it's been exciting.
And the Rangers do such a good job. We always talk about how good of people the Rangers have with players, with coaches. What has it been like working, I guess, with some more mature guys when you talk about the transition from college to pro ball?
It makes it a lot easier. You know, from the professional side, every executive knows exactly what they're looking for from my position, as well as how the data and the video translate towards development towards the player side. And then from the player side, a lot of guys know their strengths and what they utilize from the video and data side. So it makes it very consistent on the day-to-day basis, knowing what each person is looking for within my role.
When you look at the data side and the video side, as we're joined by Jason Ferrari, the data apprentice for the Rangers here with the Rough Riders, what is your favorite aspect of your job that you do?
I think the favorite aspect is just seeing the on-field results. You know, there's a lot of hours that go into the day-to-day work, and between the coaches and the players and putting the work together, seeing the on-field results in terms of individual development and progress as well as team progress. So seeing the success we've had early on as well as looking at the areas that we can continue to develop has been fun, and it's a continuous challenge on our own day-to-day work, but then from my own personal perspective on being able to produce work quality that's going to allow for consistent development and overall more of a winning environment.
When you look at this roster, who has really stood out to you as someone who surprised you maybe from what you saw in spring training to what they're doing now?
One specific guy that I've enjoyed watching a lot, I'll give you two, one from pitching and one from hitting. On the pitching side, Emiliano Teodo has been exciting to watch just in terms of the pure stuff that he has on the mound, but then watching his progression and comfortability on the mound in terms of controlling his stuff for strikes and being able to locate against the right and left-handed side of the box. So watching his progression has been awesome, and his attitude's been great throughout the process. And then from offensive side, Caber Rodriguez has been someone that I've enjoyed watching. He joined us later, but he, first week kind of started off slow, just getting in a groove of thing, and he's really shown good control of the barrel, and he's continued to develop, but he's shown a lot of progression within the lineup and looks to create a lot of value towards the second half and continuation of the season.
Yeah, both really talented guys and good guys as well. Caber Rodriguez, a multi-time True Ranger Award winner, so obviously has earned the respect of his peers. Joined by Jason Ferrari, data apprentice for the Rangers and Rough Riders. We'll get you out on this. We know you like to cook.
Yes, sir.
What is your go-to meal right now? What are you craving and what are you wanting to cook?
Yeah, I mean, the hours of the position, I'm not able to make as intricate of dishes as I would like, but really anything Mexican I enjoy doing. You know, chicken enchiladas, you can't go wrong. If I have more time, making a tamale is something I really enjoy. But, yeah, the Mexican cuisine is something I definitely point towards.
Are you a bit of a snob then? We're down here in San Antonio. They have some pretty good Mexican food.
Yeah, I'd probably consider myself a snob. There's certain places I won't eat just because I hold myself to a high standard with Mexican food. So, but yeah, I definitely enjoy Texas Mexican food has definitely impressed me so far.
All right, I like it. High standard with food, high standard with baseball. He's Jason Ferrari, data apprentice for the Rangers with the Rough Riders. Jason, thanks so much, and looking forward to this series.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll return after this with Starting Lineups on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Welcome back to the Wolf. Rough Riders and Missions getting set for game one of this seven-game series. Let's introduce you to the starting lineups. First for the Frisco Rough Riders, as announced by Carlos Cardoza in his second season at the helm as skipper. Kellen Strom, the left fielder, leads it off. Then it's Liam Hicks at catcher and Aaron Zavala in right field. Cody Freeman is at third, cleaning things up. Then Josh Hatcher, the DH, batting fifth. And Abimelech Ortiz is the first baseman today, batting in the sixth spot in the order. Bottom third, it's Franer Chavez at shortstop. Alex Dugoti at second base and Daniel Mateo out in center field today for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Freeman, Hatcher, Ortiz, Chavez, Dugoti, and Mateo. Josh Steven gets the ball for the Rough Riders today. Here's the lineup that he'll face for the 22 and 21 San Antonio Missions, as announced by Luke Montz, the second-year manager. Ripken Reyes is the second baseman leading it off, then Clay Dungan in center field, and Cole Cummings in left field. Middle third, Marcos Castagnon is at third base. Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher, the number 11 prospect in the Padres organization, and Michael De La Cruz, the DH, hits sixth. Bottom third, Robbie Tenorowicz in first, Robert Perez Jr. in right field, and Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop today, rounding out the card for the Missions. Once again, it's Reyes, Dungan, Cummings, Castagnon, Valenzuela, De La Cruz, Tenorowicz, Perez, and Ditter. Ryan Berger takes the ball when we come back. It's the Rough Riders and the Missions, game one of this six-game series. Happy you're with us here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2014 with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is gone.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss. He got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night. 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On an overcast but pleasant day in San Antonio, Texas, it's time for Game 1 of the series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, a facility that has housed the Mission since 1994. The Rough Riders make their first trip down here of the season. They'll be back here in August. Today, it's the Rough Riders at 27-17 looking to make a move on the Midland Rockhounds. They are half a game back from first place. Midland starts a six-game series at home today against the Corpus Christi Hooks. Kellen Strom stepping in for the Rough Riders to get this baby underway against the right-hander Ryan Berger. And we are ready for baseball on a very pleasant night in San Antonio, Texas. Berger, the 24-year-old, stands 6'1", 210 pounds. Kellen Strom in from the right side. The right-hander peers over the top of his glove and issues the first pitch of the game. It's a foul out of play in the air to the right side. 0-1, and we are underway at 7:05 in the p.m. right on time here in San Antonio. 88 degrees with our first pitch. 94 degrees our feels like with 60% humidity. The 0-1. Strom watches away, and it's one ball and one strike. 14-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to right field with 23-mile-an-hour wind gusts tonight. And it's a pretty windy day for baseball. The 1-1. Strom swings and slashes it into right field and deep. Perez going back at the warning track. He's looking, and it's high off the top of the wall. Kicks back towards the infield. Strom around second. He's on his way to third, and he's in there standing with a triple. What a way to lead off the ball game. Kellen Strom with his second triple of the season, and the Rough Riders are in business. He hammered that ball the opposite way into right field, and it took off with the wind. Perez, who was playing rather shallow in right field, just turned his head and watched it go high off the top of the wall. That's about 8.5 feet in right field. And now it's Liam Hicks standing in from the left side with a runner at third and nobody out here in the top of the first inning. Stretch by the right-hander, and Burgert kicks in. Swinging a drive out to right field. Perez going back. He's at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Strom tags from third. He comes across to score, and the Riders lead 1-0, two batters in. A sack fly from Liam Hicks that he barely missed, sending Perez all the way back to the wall in right field. And that produces the first run for the Rough Riders, a triple and a sack fly. And not only two batters in, but just four pitches into the game, the Riders lead 1-0. Burgert back to the windup, facing Aaron Zavala now in the first pitch. He fouls it out of play, and it's 0-1. And the Rough Riders jumping on Burgert early on in this game. And Frisco has to be feeling pretty darn good about themselves at this point. As Burgert looks in, he's back into his wind and deals. It's away with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Burgert goes with a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup mix. Former sixth-round selection back in 2021 out of West Virginia. The pitch is a strike in the outside corner, and it's now 1-2 on Zavala. Burgert has really struggled over his last five starts. He's 0-4 with an 8.84 ERA, just shy of 9 on the earned run average. Opponents hitting .392 against him during that stretch. He has his sign. Peels back the 1-2. Zavala swings, fouls it in and out of Valenzuela's glove behind the plate. It's still one ball and two strikes. Burgert overall on the season, making start number 9 this year. He's 0-4 with a 6.68 ERA. He peers over the top of his glove, nods yes at the sign, and the 1-2. Swinging a foul out of play to the left side of the air, and it's still one ball and two strikes. The Missions today in their home white tops, white bottoms as well, with a navy ball cap. The Rough Riders in their road gray uniform tops and bottoms with a red double R ball cap, topping it all off. Burgert has his sign once again and deals home to the left-hander. A swing and a line drive down the left field line. That one drops in and rolls past Cummings all the way into the corner. Zavala around first. He eases into second base. Another extra base hit for the Rough Riders. It's the sixth double of the season for Aaron Zavala. A hard line drive down the left field line for Z. And the Rough Riders all over Ryan Burgert early. Cody Freeman now stands in, who outside of Josh Hatcher, who's on deck, has been the best Rough Riders hitter this year. Burgert working from the stretch with a runner at second. Freeman and Hatcher have been the best hitters with runners in scoring position this season as well for Frisco. Freeman batting .341 in those instances. The offering home. He takes a breaking ball just low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Burgert this season has certainly had his troubles allowing extra base hits. Opponents are slugging .500 against him this year. And early on, it's a triple and a double against him. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Burned a fastball right by him. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Freeman hitting .301 on the season. That's good for sixth in the Texas League this year. He's hitting in exactly a third of his plate appearances so far in the month of May, hitting exactly .333. He pinwheels the bat twice out towards the hill, a third time, driving the brim of his helmet with his right hand. And the 1-1 pick. A swing and a fly ball into shallow right field. Perez tracing in. He's under it, and he makes the grab. Zavala bluffs a tag onto third and does not offer. So a fly ball out to right field for Cody Freeman. Two down in the first inning for Josh Hatcher. Riders leading 1-0 in the top of the first inning. Zavala leads from second. Hatcher, left-handed batter. Burgert's pinch. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Let's introduce you to the defense for the Missions today. It's Cole Cummings in left, Clay Dungan in center, and Robert Perez in right field. Marcos Castagnon has third. Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop today. 1-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Big rip from Hatch, and it's one ball and one strike. Ripken Reyes is the second baseman. Robbie Tenerowitz at first, and Brandon Valenzuela does the catching today for the Missions. Seen the pitch count rise already just a little bit for Berger. He stretches and deals. Breaking ball, soft tapper back to the hill to the left. Bergert's got it. He takes his momentum all the way to the pillow, and he just races to the bag himself, a one unassisted putout. Sign retired for the Rough Riders in the first inning, but a run on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. The Rough Riders now lead by a score of 1-0, going to the bottom half of the first inning next. Here on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
With the Rough Riders leading 1-0, we go into the bottom half of the first inning. It's Josh Steven on the hill for the Rough Riders. A sacrifice fly for Liam Hicks, leading Kellen Strom to put in the Rough Riders' first run today. Ripken Reyes stands in from the left side, the switch hitter, crowding the plate. Steven's first pitch. A slider on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Reyes second in all of minor league baseball and hit by pitches with 15. That has helped increase his numbers, though still not ultimately very impressive. The 0-1 is just outside. It's one ball and one strike, especially when you consider what he did last year for the Missions, hitting just .197 with a .605 OPS this year. The 1-1. Steven puts it at the top of the zone, and Reyes fouls it straight back. It's 1-2. So Josh Steven looking to dispatch of this order for the Missions, which, frankly, the Missions have struggled to score runs this season. They've been the worst offense in the Texas League and one of the worst in all of AA this year, and especially here at this ballpark. 1-2, low and outside. It's two balls and two strikes. The Missions on this season are the worst offensive team by batting average, OPS, runs scored in the Texas League. Second worst in all of AA. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, softly hit into center field, right at Mateo, who backs up a couple steps, makes the grab. Reyes flies out to center field. One out for Clay Duncan. Duncan playing in just his 13th game with the Missions. A name you might recognize if you followed the Rough Riders a few years ago. He's a former Northwest Arkansas natural. The pitch. It's just a little bit low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Duncan hitting just 156 through his first 12 games. The deal. A swing and a miss and a slider elevated. It's one ball and one strike. Josh Steven making his first career start here in San Antonio and against the Missions in general. A 22-year-old peels back in the 1-1. Fouled away left side. It's ball and two strikes on Duncan. He's 0-2 on the season with a 6.04 ERA across five starts. Steven has been good at going deep into ballgames over his last few, though. He looks in for his sign. He's got it in the 1-2. Way high and outside on a breaking ball that slipped out of his hand. It's 2-2. Steven has gone six innings, and five innings in his last three starts. Unfortunately, over his last two starts, though he went six innings, he also allowed five runs in both of those starts. 2-2. Down and in. Missed with a slider, and it's 3-2. He's backed up by this defense today for the Rough Riders. It's Kellen Strom in left, Daniel Mateo in center, Aaron Zavala in right. Cody Freeman in third, Franer Chavez the shortstop, the pitch. Fastball rides inside, ball four. He walks Duncan. It was ahead 1-2, and Duncan worked back his way to pick up the walk. Cole Cummings now. Rough Riders lead a 1-0, bottom of the first. The rest of that defense, Alex Degody at second, Abimelech Ortiz at first. Liam Hicks doing the catching. Cummings, left-handed batter. Steven ready from the stretch, he deals. And it's just low. Missing with a backdoor breaker. One ball and no strikes. Cummings has been one of the bright spots in this offense. There's the stretch from Steven. And the 1-0. Just inside. Two balls and no strikes. Cummings playing in his 127th career AA game in this one today. Very veteran-laden lineup in general for San Antonio. Steven ready from the stretch. 2-0. That one's low. Three balls and no strikes. Steven struggling with his command just a little bit here in the first. Steven will offer three fastballs. He'll go with the four-seam, two-seam, and the cut fastball. Slider and changeup. Slider has traditionally been his best put-away pitch. The offering. Top of the zone for a strike with a fastball, and it's 3-1. Slider was the pitch that he was looking to command in his first few starts, and he couldn't. And that has been much better. He's ready from the stretch. A deep breath. And the right-hander, the 3-1. Swinging a fly ball. Foul out of play to the left side. And he's back in it at 3-2 now to Cummings. In his last start against the Midland Rockhounds last week, that was on Tuesday, the day game in Frisco, he surrendered all five runs in the third inning. So a start that looks pretty bad on paper, five runs across six innings, but if it weren't for that inning, he threw really, really well. Trying to avoid the big inning today. He readies and brings in the payoff. Runner takes off. He's swinging a ground ball to first. Ortiz checks second base, but just takes it himself to the first base bag and retires Cummings, who doesn't even run more than 20 feet down the line. Clay Duncan on to second base. Two outs here in the first inning for Marcos Castanier. Castagnon, right-handed batter, wearing the cage on the front of his helmet. As he had a broken nose that he was dealing with when he was in Frisco. Still trying to protect that just a little bit. Steven looks back to second, working from the stretch, and fires in. Misses low with a changeup, 1-0. Rough Riders leading 1-0 over the Missions here in the bottom of the first. Steven, a top 30 prospect for the Rangers, originally signed as a non-drafted free agent following the 2020 draft out of South Grand Prairie High School in Texas. Castagnon calls time and steps out. Two down, runner at second, bottom of the first. Riders leading 1-0 in one of this series. Trevor Patience, our home plate umpire. Back behind home. The 1-0. Swinging a drive out to right field, pushing Zavala back. Shy of the warning track, now on the warning track. Twists around and makes the grab. Side retired in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on. Riders lead 1-0 into the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Rough Riders lead in 1-0. We go into the top of the second inning from San Antonio, Texas. Happy to have you along. Zach Bigley with you. I'll be Malek Ortiz, Franer Chavez, Alex Degody, the 3-2 up here in the second inning. It's 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order against Ryan Burgert, who allowed a couple really hard hit balls in that first. Kellen Strom triple, and Aaron Zavala double. Liam Hicks also a sack fly out to right field that pushed Robert Perez all the way to the wall. There's a Bimelec Ortiz. Ryan Burgert looks over the top of his glove. His jersey flapping in the wind, he deals home. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Ortiz chased upstairs, and it's 0-1. Ortiz hitting just 197 on the season, but that's been a lot better than what he has in the past. He is really starting to turn things around at the plate, putting some good swings on the ball. He homered 2 games ago out to center field and doubled on Sunday. The 0-1. He swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2 now on the Rough Riders' first baseman. Frisco leading 1-0 in the top of the second. So things starting to turn around for Ortiz, and that's really going to help out this Rough Riders offense. 0-2. Ortiz again fouls it off the fist, back behind home. But still no balls and 2 strikes. That homer on Saturday was Ortiz's 3rd home run of the year. Rough Riders had a nice little spurt stretch of power, hitting 4 homers in 2 games. The 0-2. Ortiz hits it hard up the middle into right center field. It's a base hit. He rounds first, heading to second base. The throw from Perez is just offline. It's a double for Abimelech Ortiz. Man, was that thing hit hard. And a right center field. It's the 3rd extra base hit of the day for the Rough Riders. And just to give you an idea of how hard that ball was hit, it was on the ground the entire way and still scooted out in right center field past Ripken Reyes, the second baseman, and allowed him to get a double. Here's Freiner Chavez now. Switch hitter batting for the left. Stretch in the pitch. Strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Really excited to see what the exit velo on that is after today's game. And that thing was just hammered. Three hits, three extra base hits for the Rough Riders. The offering. Breaking ball misses low, and it's 1-1. When the Rough Riders had that little stretch of four home runs in two games, that snapped a string for the Rough Riders of 16 hits in a row, all singles. The 1-1. Swinging a pop-up. Left side of the infield. Castagnon coming in. His hat falls off. Coming in towards home plate. The third baseman makes the catch just off of the line in fair territory. So one away on the pop-out from Chavi. Alex Degody stands in now. One out, top of the second inning. Runner at second base for the Rough Riders, leading 1-0. The Rough Riders, in their last nine games, are just 4-5, and they've really struggled with runners in scoring position. Frisco has been the class of the Texas League overall this year in that stat. First pitch to Degody. He checks his swing, went around on a breaking ball away, and it's 0-1. Frisco leading the league with a .276 batting average with runners in scoring position. But over those last nine games, hitting under .200 with runners in scoring position. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's 0-2. What they have done really well is score when it counts in wins, meaning when they do win ball games, they do hit well with runners in scoring position. They went 3-for-10 on Sunday in their win with runners in scoring position. The pitch. There's a ground ball up the middle. That's into center, a base hit. Ortiz getting the windmill from third. He comes in, and the Rough Riders now lead 2-0. RBI single for Alex Degody. Rough Riders pad that lead. Oh, had a hit with runners in scoring position there. Degody not trying to do too much, just a ground ball right back up the middle with Ditter, the shortstop, slightly shading him to pull. He had no chance to get to that ball. And now it's Daniel Mateo, who went 2-for-2 against Burgert in their first meeting head-to-head. Mateo, right-handed batter, playing in his 14th game with the Rough Riders. And Burgert deals home, I should say, and a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Mateo hitting just .125 through those first 13 games with Frisco, but swung the bat well against Burgert. Two singles against him in their last meeting. Right-hander stretches. He fires and fits it just low off the outside edge. It's 1-1. 2-0 Frisco, top of the second. Alex Degody with the RBI single here in this second inning. Kellen Strom in the top of the order on deck. 1-1. Low and outside. Breaking ball misses. It's 2-1. Burgert making his fourth career start today against Frisco. It's not gone well head-to-head. A 4.76 ERA. He throws over to first, and Degody's back in, but that doesn't tell the whole story. He's allowed 6 earned over 11 and a third innings in those 3 prior starts, but 5 unearned runs. 3 in his last start against Frisco, and 2 in one of his starts last year. 2-1. Swinging a foul off the fist, and it caught a huge chunk of patience, the umpire behind home. Goes back to the backstop, and it's 2-2, and he said it's all right. It's a glancing blow off his mask. As soon as it happened, Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher, shot up out of his crouch and checked on him. He said, "Are you all right?" He nodded his head. Patience is really tall. He's towering over everybody behind home plate, the umpire. 2-2 on Mateo with one out, runner at first, one run in for the Riders. Burger deals. Swinging a breaking ball, fouled back into Valenzuela's glove, strike 3. So Burgert has his first strikeout. There, 2 away. Top of the order now, Kellen Strom. Strom tripled the right field, his first time up. Right-handed hitter. Bergeron ready from the stretch. He offers. Swinging a drive out to right field. Down the line again. Perez running after it, and he watches it tail foul. Strom hit it well, but it's 0-1. Strom loves to go to the opposite field, and it's a perfect time for him to do that because the wind is blowing hard out to right, which is to his opposite way. Trying to take advantage of this wind and the elements here in the opener of this series. Rough Riders lead it 2-0, top of the second. 0-1. Low and away. One ball and one strike. Strom entered into this one a 287 hitter, and with that triple, he's now reached in 30 consecutive games. Second best in the Texas League this year. Throw goes over to first, and DeGody's back in safely. The 30 consecutive games are the second most in Strom's career. He had a 37-game on-base streak for the Riders in 2022. 50 is the record for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Strom watches down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-2. That was by Jurickson Profar back in 2012, when at the time he was the number one prospect in all of baseball. One and two on him. Berger deals. Just outside. Two balls, two strikes. Strom hitting over 300 and reaching at almost a 400 on-base percentage clip during this 30-game on-base streak. 2-2. He swings, fouls it back. Off to the right-hand side. It's still two balls, two strikes. He's been incredibly impressive offensively during this stretch. Fire truck goes past us on the highway beyond right field. Not necessarily the most scenic ballpark here in San Antonio. With its backdrop. Throw goes over to first, and DeGody's picked off. And a rundown between first and second. Reyes, the second baseman, takes the throw onto Berger covering first. The pitcher lays the tag down, and the inning is over. So DeGody picked off of first base, and the side is retired. One run for two hits, on two hits, I should say, for the Riders. No errors, nobody left on base. 2-0 Frisco, bottom two coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right at the top of the second inning, Rough Riders leading 2-0. Excuse me, the bottom of the second. Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher, leads it off. Michael De La Cruz, Robbie Tenorewicz to follow. It's 5, 6, and 7 in this missions order. Rough Riders with a run in the first and a run in the second offensively. Josh Steven winds and fires outside to Valenzuela, 1-0. Valenzuela, the only member of the top 30
on the San Antonio Missions roster. On the hitting side of things, the 1-0 is outside. It's 2-0. They have a really talented pitching staff, but on the offensive side, not so much. And they used to. Time called. And the home plate umpire, Trevor Patience, comes out from behind home plate and is talking to Josh Steven, I believe, about waiting till Valenzuela is attentive. Well, actually, no, he grabbed a new baseball, so they're saying Steven was going to his mouth with his hand and then going directly to the baseball instead of wiping it off first. So, got a new baseball. Two balls, no strikes on Valenzuela. The pitch home. High and away, 3-0. A few weeks ago, exactly the week before the Rough Riders last saw the Missions, there was a big trade, 3-0. He fits it in there for a strike with a heater, and it's 3-1. Luis Arraez was traded from the Marlins organization to the Padres organization, as Padres are definitely win now at the big league level. 3-1. Fouled back. It's now 3-2, so Padres went and got one of the best second basemen in baseball. And boy, has Arraez been really good for the Padres since that trade. Steven rocking back into his wind, he fires home. Swinging a chopper up the middle, Degody fields on two hops at second, right at the chest, and he throws at Valenzuela. One away from Michael De La Cruz, the DH. Since the trade in 21 games for the Padres, Arraez is hitting 385. Has a 156 OPS plus as well, meaning he's 56% more effective in terms of OPS than the league average. Pitch to De La Cruz. Inside corner is strike. It's 0-1. So he's been really, really good, but it costs the Missions a lot. And I know that might not mean a whole lot to a lot of people, but people here in San Antonio didn't love it, the 0-1. Swinging a line shot to right field. That dunks in, a base hit. De La Cruz has the first hit for the Missions. The Rough Riders leading 2-0 here in the second. Soft single into shallow right center. Robbie Tenorowicz stands in now. And in the most Robbie Tenorowicz thing possible, his walk-up song is the Pirates of the Caribbean theme. He is a clown of a guy. Rough Riders has seen plenty of him when he played for Arkansas the last couple of years. Here's the stretch in the first pitch. The switch hitter takes away, and it's 1-0. In that Luis Arraez trade, the Missions lost Dylan Head, Woo-Suk Go, who is a Korean pitcher. Stretch, and the 1-0. At the bottom of the zone, a fastball for a strike, 1-1. Jacob Marcy and Nathan Mortarella, who were actually playing during the trade at Arkansas, and they had to come off the field right after the trade was announced. Came kind of a viral video. The 1-1. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat into right center field and shallow. Mateo coming in, calls off Zavala, makes the catch. Two-way here in the second, and Robert Perez Jr. stands in. But that has really affected this offense. I mean, this offense, frankly, wasn't very deep to begin with. They really struggled. There's Robert Perez Jr. 2-0, Rough Riders. On to the second. This ballpark is very pitcher-friendly. You'll hear us talking about that throughout the week that we're here in San Antonio. Steven Reddings, he fires. It's at the middle of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1 with a fastball. Through 18 games, the Missions have hit just 4 home runs here at home. 4 in 18 games. That's the fewest in all of AA. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. The changeup down and in. It's 0-2. Their 21 home runs total are third fewest in all of AA. But a lot of those numbers really have to do with playing here at this ballpark. Not a lot of power to be had here, except for down the lines. Steven Reddings, the 0-2. Misses away, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders lead 2-0. Bottom of the second, 2 outs, runner at first. Really the only place you can hit homers are down the lines here. It's 340 down the right field line, 310 down the left field line, but it immediately jets out in kind of a bowl shape down that left side. It's 402 to dead center, 407 to right center. And the gap's played really, really big here. Ball just doesn't carry either. Steven with the glove at the belt. A long hold, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Change up from Josh Steven. He strikes out Perez for his first K of the day, and the side is retired. No runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go top three next. Rough Riders leading 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
We go to the top of the third inning from San Antonio, Texas. Happy to have you along here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders with a 2-0 advantage in the opener of this series. Rough Riders had Alex Dagoti picked off to end the third, or excuse me, to end the second. And so Kellen Strom, who is at the plate, is back up to lead off the third. First pitch from Ryan Berger. A swing and a soft grounder off the end of the bat. Two hops to Ditter at short. He's got it behind the bag and throws out Strom and one away. Liam Hicks, the batter now, who hit the ball well his last time up, flying out to the wall in right field. Ended up being a sacrifice fly, driving in his 14th run of the season. Rough Riders haven't had really a big-time run producer. Josh Hatcher is your RBI leader on this team with 27, but a lot of guys have done it up and down the order. First pitch to Hicks. Fastball letter high for a strike. It's 0-1. Hicks has been one of those guys who's turned it on recently at the plate. He's really been swinging the stick well. The 0-1. He swings and lashes it down the left field line, but it twists foul, and it's 0-2. Hicks is riding a 15-game on-base streak into this one. During that on-base streak, he's got a .435 on-base percentage. He's been phenomenal at getting on base. He's walked 13 times in the 15 games, just struck out 6 times. Berger looks over the top of his glove. He peels in the 0-2. Soft tapper off the plate, left side of the infield. Castagnon's got it at third, slings it on to first and gets him. Two up, two down, and four pitches, all strikes for Berger. Aaron Zavala now. Zavala doubled the opposite way down the left field line in the first. Extra base hits have eluded Zavala this season, but collecting his 6th double of the season. First toss, high and outside, 1-0. That's now at 10 extra base hits for him in 40 games, and obviously you'd love to see that number go up. Only 3 home runs for him. 1-0 offering. Fastball middle for a strike. 1-1. The big thing that Zavala has always been able to do is get on base with a lot of consistency, and that hasn't changed this year. .350 on base percentage. The 1-1. Fouled back. One ball and two strikes in the Riders' right fielder. But the slugging has really not been where the Rangers would like it to be to this point of the season. He's still striking out at a pretty high clip as well. Top 10 in strikeout rate in the league. 1-2. He swings and misses and strikes out on a high outside fastball. Side retired on the second K for Burgert on the day. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 2-0 Riders, bottom of the third next on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the third inning, Rough Riders a 2-0 advantage over the San Antonio Missions. Josh Steven back to work against 9-1-2. Steven rocks back and fires. Fastball over the heart of the plate for his strike, it's 0-1. Steven had his first strikeout to end the second inning. He's allowed just two base runners on a walk and a single. The pitch. Breaking ball misses away. It's a ball and a strike to Ditter. So far, Steven 36 pitches, including the two in this inning. In good shape. 1-1. Soft roller back to the hill on a half swing from Ditter. Steven's got it. And nonchalant underhand toss over to first base is in time. And there's one away. Wasn't much of a follow through on that underhand toss. Almost a little half sling. Like you would toss a pillow onto a bed. One out in the third. Ripken Reyes at the top of the card now. 2-0 Riders. Steven has done a lot on the ground this year in terms of balls in play. First pitch to Reyes. He has a cutter at the top of the zone of strike. It's 0-1. Steven comes into this one with a 46% ground ball rate. Just enough to denote him as a ground ball centric pitcher. Does that with primarily three pitches. The 0-1. It's high and away. It's one ball and one strike. Likes that two-seamer down to get ground balls, as well as the slider and the changeup at the bottom of the zone. He rocks back in the 1-1 pitch. Reyes watches one at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 1-2. The biggest thing you want to do for Ripken Reyes is stay away from him. Crowds the plate, doesn't get out of the way. A lot of hit by pitches. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. One with a breaking ball and struck him out. Reyes a late swing. Two away. Second K for Josh Steven. Clay Dungan now. Dungan left-handed batter. There's the wind back in the pitch. Fouled away left side. It's 0-1. Dungan has been with the Royals organization for the last few seasons. A ninth rounder back in 2019. Was with Northwest Arkansas in 2021. And a really big part of that team that won the Texas League title. The pitch is high. And it's one ball and one strike. Spent 22 and 23 with AAA Omaha before signing this offseason with the Padres. Pitches a breaking ball on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 1-2. He's been splitting time here between San Antonio and AAA El Paso. Steven rocks the 1-2. Swinging a topper out to second. Two hops to Degody. He's got it at the chest. Throws on to first and gets him side retired. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 2-0 Riders. Top four next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Top half of the fourth inning. Cody Freeman leads it off for the Rough Riders, leading 2-0 in this series opener. 4-5-6, middle third of the order for the Rough Riders. Cody Freeman flying out to right field his first time up against Berger. Right-hander looking over the top of his glove. He winds and offers home. It rides inside. One ball and no strikes. Freeman, that fly out to right field, is something that you don't often see going the opposite way for him in the air. The 1-0. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. He does a really good job spraying the ball all over the ballpark, but usually line drives or ground balls the opposite way. Burgard rocks back in the 2-0. Swinging a fly ball off the fist right side. Tenerowitz going back. The first baseman makes a basket catch in fair territory. And Freeman just trying to serve it in there is denied of a base hit to lead off the fourth. One away for Josh Hatcher. Hatcher bounced back to the pitcher Burgard in the first. Riders with a run in the first, a run in the second for their offense today. Burgert looking over the top of his glove, shakes no at the first sign, likes the second. Into his motion, he deals. Swinging a hard grounder to Tenerowitz at first, he vacuums it in, race to the bag. Tenerowitz wins it. Two outs. Both pitchers have really settled in over the last couple innings. Burgert has now retired six in a row, dating back to the last batter of the second. Bimelec Ortiz, who doubled his last time up, out to right field, stands in. A hard grounder into right center field. First pitch. Takes a breaking ball high and outside, 1-0. Ortiz on an 0-2 pitch. Hammering that ball into right center. The 1-0. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, 1-1. Burgert has allowed a ton of hits this year. His 323 average on the season coming into today was the third highest in the Texas League. Mostly when it's balls put in play against him, they're hit really hard, and that's led to the highest batting average on balls in play in the Texas League as well at 400, which is ridiculously high. The 1-1. Ortiz watches a strike in the outside corner, 1-2. 2-0 Riders, top of the fourth, bases clear, two outs. It's a little bit unlucky for Bergert with that batting average on balls in play so high. 1-2. Swinging a foul out of play to the left side. It's 1-2. They say that it'll be around 300 to 310 for the average. So a higher BABIP and you're getting unlucky. A lower BABIP and you're getting lucky as a pitcher. Opposite for hitters. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. Strike three. Another 1-2-3 inning. He's retired seven in a row. Three strikeouts, all ending the last three innings. Riders leading 2-0. Bottom four next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. As the Rough Riders speed through the 2024 Texas League schedule, we're getting ready to head to the racetrack on Friday, June 14th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR night with the Texas Motor Speedway. Enjoy plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game and make sure to lift in the corners. Get your tickets for June 14th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Steven back to the hill for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rough Riders a 2-0 lead. Cole Cummings, Marcos Castagnon, and Brandon Valenzuela, the hitters. Rough Riders playing their first seven-game series in 4 years. They have to go back to the last series of the season in Amarillo in 2021. First pitch to Cole Cummings. This is a strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. We're playing seven because the last game of the series against these missions in Frisco was rained out. 0-1. Swing and a miss and a good breaking ball, and it's 0-2. And you can't make up the game in the second half from the first half, so the only other time we saw the missions was here in San Antonio. So the Riders will be the home team tomorrow. The pitch. Swinging a drive into right center field. Zavala racing back at the warning track. Reaches out, spears it out of the air. He's got it for the first down of the inning. Nice grab by Aaron Zavala, checking the wall, making sure he had room. He had plenty, and he was able to make the catch on the run. He has really improved in the outfield for the Riders over the last year and a half. Marcos Castagnon stands in now. 2-0 Riders, bottom of the fourth inning. That's a play that Aaron Zavala maybe struggles with last year. But he looked really confident and comfortable right there making the grab. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball to Castagnon. It's 0-1. Riders leading 2-0, bottom of the fourth. So game two tomorrow, the Riders will play as the home team. The 0-1. And misses low, and it's ball and a strike. 5:05 with the first pitch for game two tomorrow. Ryan Garcia will take the ball there against Robbie Snelling, the number one pitching prospect for the Padres. The pitch. Slider in the dirt. It's 2-1. And we'll have game two about 30 minutes after game one finishes. Florencio Serrano Jr. will take the ball on game two for the Riders. It should be a lot of fun to play two tomorrow. 2-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner. It's 2-2. Boy, Steven is really locked in. He himself has now retired six in a row. Seven in a row for Bergert on the other side. Steven looks in. He's got his sign. Rocks in the pitch. Swinging a little nubber off the end of the bat. Foul to the right side. It's still 2-2 as Castagnon reached out and just caught a piece of it off the end of the bat. Castagnon 0-1, flying out to right field, his first trip. Stevens 2-2. Swinging a grounder foul, left side this time. It's 2-2 still on Caston Young. The bullpens are on the field here at the Wolf, Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Down in foul territory on each side. Unlike Amarillo, though, who also has on-field bullpens. 2-2. That misses just in the attic, and it's 3-2 now. Unlike Amarillo, the pitchers throw away from home plate. Amarillo, they throw towards home plate, the pitch. Swinging a soft roller on two hops, make it three. Out to second base, DeGody's got it, and slings it on to first for the out. Two up, two down, seven straight retired now by Steven. And here's Brandon Valenzuela with the Riders leading 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Valenzuela ground out to second his last time up. The Wolf opened back in 1994. Holds around 9,200 in its capacity. The pick. Swinging a drive down the right field line and foul into the netting. Just above the tarp, it's 0-1. Aaron Zavala runs over and grabs it and tosses it into the seats. Pretty good crowd here on a Tuesday in San Antonio. Steven rocks in, looking in for his sign. The 0-1. Swinging a pop-up foul out of play left side. It's 0-2. Steven, as he gets his sign, working from the windup, is never completely still. He rocks back and forth, shifting his weight from his left foot to his right foot, with that left foot just in front of the right. More towards home plate, working directly on the first base side of the rubber, shoulder square towards the third base dugout. He has his sign in the 0-2. Swinging a foul again on a line out of play to the left side. It's still no balls and two strikes. Leaning in and squinting to get his sign. Then with the glove at the belt, he reaches it just in front of his chin and now winds in the 0-2 again. Swinging a chopper to the right side. Ortiz has got it at first. Feeds underhand to Steven. He beats him to the bag. And the inning is over. Eight straight sat down by Josh Steven. Nicely done by the right-hander. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the fifth. Riders lead 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads and Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Into the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders carrying their 2-0 advantage. It's Ryan Berger, who's settled in, retired 7 in a row. Bottom third of the order due up for the Riders. Frainer Chavez, Alex DeGody, Daniel Mateo. Chavez popped out to third his first time up. Berger looks over the top of his glove. He winds and deals. Just away, one ball and no strikes. Lights are on. They have started to take effect here in San Antonio. It really turned out to be a very pleasant night. Never know going right into June here in San Antonio what you're going to get weather-wise. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Change up below the zone, and it's 1-1. 88 degrees at first pitch. It's been very pleasant. Nice breeze rolling through the stadium. When we come back here in August, it's not going to be so pleasant, that's for sure. 1-1 offering. Chavez fouls it straight back, and it's ball and two strikes now on the Riders' shortstop. Switch hitter batting from the left side. This is part of a road trip for the Rough Riders, their first two-weeker of the season. It'll be 13 games, 7 here and then 6 down in Corpus Christi. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive on one hop to the shortstop. Ditter, he's got it. He slings it to first to retire his defensive counterpart. One away. Alex DeGody now, who had an RBI single back in the second, representing the Rough Riders' second run and their last most recent hit. Rough Riders, a 2-0 lead. Well, Frisco, very excited to go on this road trip because of how they played against these two teams this season. Bergert peels, he offers. Pop foul off the fist to the right side, it's 0-1. Frisco head-to-head against Corpus Christi in San Antonio this year, 14-3. They played some really good baseball against these two teams. They had a trip down to Corpus earlier this year, won 5-6. The pitch, high and tight. Ball and a strike on DeGody. This is their first trip down to San Antonio this year, but have historically played very well in this ballpark. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a drive to left field, pushing Cummings back. He's still back, and he's there to make the catch. That one into the teeth of the wind. Fly ball out to left field. Two down for Daniel Mateo. Nine straight. Sat down by Ryan Bergert. He's really settled in after allowing a run in the first and a run in the second. There's the wind of the pitch. Mateo checks his swing. He didn't go on a high outside fastball. 1-0. The Riders have four hits today, three of them for extra bases. A single, two doubles, and a triple. 1-0 offering. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. It's one ball and one strike. Mention how San Antonio has struggled on the offensive side in terms of homers, or the Riders haven't been much better so far this season. The 1-1. Just inside, and it's two balls and one strike. Frisco is in the bottom half of the league in home runs hit this year, so when you look at this series between these two teams that don't in general hit a lot of homers, and then a very pitcher-friendly park, 2-1. Swinging a tapper foul to the left side, 2-2. Figures to be a very pitcher-friendly series, and both these teams have pitched really well this year. San Antonio is second in the league in overall ERA, also second in the league in starters and relievers ERA. The Rough Riders in the top half of the league in all those categories as well. 2-2 on the way to Mateo. He swings, nubs it off the end of the bat out to second. A soft roller. Reyes has got it. Throws onto first just in time. Mateo flying down the line, but he is the 10th man in a row. Ryan Bergert has sat down. Frisco still leads 2-0. We're halfway home. Bottom of the fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
As Josh Steven brings us back in, we're into the bottom of the fifth inning, and Steven is cruising right now. Michael De La Cruz stands in. He's still the only man with a hit today against Steven. A single back in the second. 2-0 Rough Riders. And time call. The ball got loose down the right field line from the stands, and Aaron Zavala has to go grab it. Toss it back up. Steven has retired now 8 in a row. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. First pitch. Strike to De La Cruz, the switch hitter. It's 0-1. Michael De La Cruz, one of a bunch of guys who have played a ton of AA baseball games. We mentioned how this is a very veteran-laden lineup. The 0-1. Swinging a tapper up the first baseline. It's fair. Ortiz has got it right at the chest and takes it to the pillow for the out. One away in the fifth for Robbie Tenerowitz, who has played a lot of AA baseball games. This is Robbie's 334th game at the AA level in his career. And believe it or not, that's not even first on the team. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. Swinging a foul back into the netting. Kareem's back towards home plate. It's 0-1. 2-0 Riders, bottom of the fifth inning, one out, bases clear. Tenerowitz has played those 334 AA games across four different franchises. Montgomery, Chattanooga, Arkansas, and now here in San Antonio. There's a look in by Steven, the 0-1 pitch. Changeup misses down and in. It's 1-1. Ray Patrick Ditter, who's in the ninth spot, has played in 422 minor league games in his career. Also across four different franchises. 1-1. Swinging a bounder back behind home off to the left side towards the Mission's dugout. It's 1-2. In fact, every single player in this Mission's lineup has played at least one season in AA. This is everyone's second season here in AA. The average player in this lineup has played almost 190 AA games. The pitch is a check swing, high inside. He did not go. It's 2-2. Led, of course, by Ditter and Tenerowitz, but every player except for two have played over 100 games in AA. The 2-2. Swinging a little nubber again up the first baseline. Ortiz has got it. Feeds to Steven covering the bag, and he beats Tenerowitz. Two down. Robert Perez Jr. stands in now. He's playing in his 156th career AA game. 2-0 Riders, bottom of the fifth inning. Just to put that in perspective, the Rough Riders also have a pretty veteran-laden lineup. They're averaging 102 minor league games per person. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Outside, 1-0. 86 fewer than this Mission's lineup. It's just wild. Not that this team is full of rejects necessarily. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good changeup inside. 1-1. Just a lot of guys continuing to play out their time in the minor leagues. They played combined with 11 different AA franchises. The pitch is grounded foul behind home. And it's 1-2. So a lot of veteran guys here on this Mission's roster. Perez played with Arkansas last year. Now a member of the Missions. He's playing game number 39 tonight this season. Out of 44 for San Antonio. Steven peers in for his sign. He's got it. A deep breath. And the 1-2. Swinging a foul straight back. It's still 1-2. Two strikeouts today for Steven. Looking to retire his 11th in a row. 2-0 Frisco, bottom of the fifth. Right-hander's pick. Rides inside, missing with the change. 2-2. Time called. Perez wants it and steps out. Venezuelan native back in from the right side. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Josh Stevens strikes him out with a slider away. His third strikeout, and he has retired 11 in a row. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base to the sixth. Rough Riders with a 2-0 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the order for the Riders in the top of the sixth. Frisco leading 2-0. Kellen Strong. He's 1-for-2 today with a triple and a run scored. Faces Ryan Burgard for the third time. Grounded out to shortstop in the third inning. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. First toss. Way outside of the backstop, and it's 1-0. Strom's triple was high off the top of the right field wall in the first inning and nearly was a leadoff home run for the Riders. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a fly ball into right center field, tailing away from Dungan. He's under it, though, and he makes the catch. Strom, kind of a line-out, fly-out combination. Hit relatively hard. Liam Hicks stands in now. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out and a sack fly. Burgard allowed a couple hard-hit balls in the first couple innings, but he has really settled in nicely. Minant's yes to the sign and deals. On the outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike, it's 0-1. He's now retired 11 in a row. Frisco leading 2-0. Berger at the 0-1. Swinging a foul off the end of the bat behind home, and it's 0-2. Berger, a very highly touted prospect out of West Virginia, but in 2021, ended up tearing his UCL, had to undergo Tommy John surgery. Padres certainly have never been shy about drafting guys who have had arm troubles in the past, and they took him in the sixth round. He rehabilitated within the organization. The pin rides high and outside. It's 1-2. And last season, he pitched well enough to have a top 10 ERA in all of minor league baseball. It hasn't necessarily been the same success this year, though we've seen flashes of it. 1-2, breaking ball away. 2-2 on Hicks. One of those flashes right now for Berger. You can see the stuff. You can see the command. 2-2 on the way. Swinging a hard ground ball to the right side. Reyes to his left. He stops it and tosses on to first in time for the out. 2 up, 2 down. And Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders haven't had a base runner since the second inning In fact, neither team has had a base runner since the second inning as we play here in the top of the sixth. 2-0. Frisco out in front. Pitch to Zavala. Watch the fastball clip the upper edge outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Zavala doubled in the first and struck out in the third. The pitch. Down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Cody Freeman on deck for the Riders. Burgert nods yes at the sign. 1-1 offering. Breaking ball at the top of the zone, a strike. He's ahead 1-2 now. This Missions staff has four top 10 San Antonio Missions prospects. Some of the best pitchers in the organization. All starters, we'll see them all here in this series. Robbie Snelling, their top pitching prospect, will go in game one of the doubleheader tomorrow. 1-2. Breaking ball tagged into left center field, sending Dungan back on a dead run into the warning track, and he reaches out and makes the catch. Great grab by Clay Dungan on a dead sprint, fully reaching out in left center field. He robs Aaron Zavala. Side retired in the sixth. Riders still lead 2-0. On to the sixth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Josh Steeman back out for the sixth inning for his third consecutive start. He faces 9-1-2, Ray Patrick, Ditter, Ripken, Reyes, and Clay Dungan in the sixth. Frisco a 2-0 advantage. Ray Patrick, Ditter grounded out to the first baseman Ortiz in the third. Steeman rocks back and fires. Breaking ball seems the outside corner a strike. It's 0-1. Josh Steeman has certainly shown off how good he can be over the last few innings. He's retired 11 in a row. The 0-1. At the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-2. That matches the most by any Rough Rider this year. Emiliano Teodo did it in his last start on Sunday. Back-to-back starts for the Riders. Really impressive stuff. 0-2. Check swing on a pitch away. The breaking ball. He did not go. One ball and two strikes on the Aruba native, Ray Patrick Ditter. Playing in his fourth AA franchise for the Mississippi Braves, the Rocket City Trash Pandas. There's the wind back in the pitch. Swinging a pop-up right side. Foul ground. Ortiz giving it a look towards the on-field bullpen mound. Reaches out. Makes the catch. He was just able to avoid the mound and make the grab. A one away, and Ripken Reyes stands in now.
Second baseman, Ripken Reyes.
Top of the card, he's 0-2 today. Ditter also played for Pensacola, and then now here in San Antonio, so four different franchises at the AA level. 2-0 Riders. First pitch to Reyes. Switch hitter takes away. 1-0, batting from the left side against the right-hander. He's flying out to center and struck out. Only three Ks for Steven today, but he's been really good. The 1-0. Ground ball up the first baseline and foul. It's 0-1. And Scott Capers, the Rough Riders bullpen catcher right now, made the play. Steven Jennings has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen, with Steven working on 80 pitches now. The 1-1. Swinging a grounder foul at the plate. It's 1-2. Steven's season high, you're looking at it, 81 pitches. His previous high was 80 in his last start against Midland last week. Still coming off that lower back injury that started off his season a little bit slower. They're being a little more careful with him in terms of pitch count. This could possibly be his final batter based on how quickly he gets Reyes. Reyes had to walk off that foul ball as it fouled it off his foot. Steven peers in for his sign. 1-2 on the way. Swinging a line drive, looped into left field, and that one's down in front of Strom. It's a base hit for Ripken Reyes. Well, that ends the long string of 12 in a row retired. And now Clay Duncan stands in. Carlos Cardoza at the top step of the dugout. And he might send John Goble out to chat. And here comes Goble. So the Rough Riders pitching coach will head out and have a conversation with Steven. This could be a stall tactic to get Jennings up and loose. With a runner at first base and one down in the sixth inning, Rough Riders leading 2-0. Steven has pitched really well tonight. Goble not jogging out there, taking his time walking out to the mound as Steven Jennings continues to throw down the right field line. Jennings has probably been the most reliable reliever, not named Robbie Ahlstrom, for the Rough Riders this year. Jennings currently working on 3 days rest. Really everyone's available today with the off day yesterday. What a nice thing it was for these Riders players and coaches to have the off day yesterday. A lot of them don't take it off fully, but still get some work in. But at least getting the night off before heading out this morning. Always fun for a starting pitcher. Sarcasm, of course, when you have to start that same day as the bus ride. Josh Steven is a layer down on the bus in the aisles. And it has not affected him whatsoever today. John Goble back to the dugout. And looks like Steven will face Duncan. So not a stall tactic to get him loose. The pitch. Duncan takes down on a changeup, and it's 1-0. Jennings will be ready at least for Cole Cummings, who's on deck. Ideal here would be for Steven to get a ground ball with the runner at first and get out of the inning. 1-0 pitch. A swing and a line drive down the right field line and foul. It's 1-1. Duncan thought he might have an extra base hit down that right side. Ball and a strike to the left-handed batter, who walked back in the first and grounded out to second in the third. It's a whole contingent in the bullpen down the right side with Robbie Ahlstrom playing defense in front of Jennings, who is his back turned to home plate. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a broken bat flare into shallow center field. Chavez racing back, and he makes a basket catch. Nicely done by the Rough Riders shortstop, Franer Chavez. Two down. Oh, that's a great play by the shortstop, going back in these twilight skies and making the great grab. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. So the Rough Riders manager out of the dugout. We'll see a pitching change here in San Antonio. 5 2/3, really strong innings for Josh Steven of shutout baseball, surrendering just 2 hits. Call to the bullpen. We'll be right back. Riders leading 2-0 in the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Steven out, Steven Jennings in on the mound for the Rough Riders. Frisco a 2-0 advantage. There are two outs in the sixth inning, and Cole Cummings set to bat. What a start for Josh Steven. Still line not finalized. He's responsible for Ripken Reyes at first base. Jennings, as of now, allowed just two hits in scoreless baseball. Across 5 2/3 innings, three strikeouts to one walk. Right-hander against left-hander. The right-hander's pitch is a strike at the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Steven Jennings in ERA just over 3 on the season. A 2.45 ERA in the month of May across 6 appearances. He's ready from the stretch in the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a nasty slider down low and inside of the dirt. It's 0-2. He has allowed a run at least in each of his last two outings. A home run in Amarillo to surrender a pair of runs and a run across against him in his one outing last week against Midland. It's his 15th appearance on the season for the Riders. He's ahead 0-2. The pitch. Slider down and in, skips away from Hicks to the right side. That allows Reyes to move up into scoring position. Ball and two strikes. Riders a 2-0 advantage as we play in the bottom of the sixth. Cummings is 0-2 today with a flyout to right and a ground out to first. Abimelech Ortiz has been very busy over at first base today. One ball, two strikes. Jennings deals. Slider down and in. Tripled up on the slider. All three have been in the same exact location. He got a swing through and then he's missed with the last two. Of note as well, action out of the Missions bullpen. Jason Blanchard is loosening. And he'll probably come in for Ryan Burgert when we go to the seventh inning. Stretch, the pitch. Fouled away off to the left side. Two balls, two strikes on Cummings now. What a pitching matchup this has been in the first game of the series. The Riders scored in the first inning and the second inning. And the base hit by Ripken Reyes is the first base runner for either team since the second. Two balls, two strikes on Cummings. Jennings ready as he deals. Slider low and outside. Wanted the call, didn't get it from home plate umpire Trevor Patience. It's 3-2 now on Cummings with first base open. Right-handed batting Marcos Castagnon on deck. Rough Riders played a pull on the infield and the outfield. It's the left-handed hitter. Payoff pitch. Runner goes. It's a breaking ball outside. Ball four. Man, Hicks kept it there, didn't get the call. Ball four to Cummings, and Reyes running on the pitch steals third. Runners on the corners now. Two outs in the sixth inning. Riders leading 2-0, and here's Marcos Castagnon. This game could change in the blink of an eye. That's the dangerous thing in this ballpark, even though it's not a very homer-friendly ballpark. The gaps are huge, and a ball that rolls into the gaps easily scores a runner from first base. So Castagnon, the third baseman, standing in for the right side. Fly ball out to right and a ground out to second. His first two trips. First pitch is a breaking ball that slips in on the inside corner for a strike. It's no balls and one strike on Castagnon. Runners cornered in the sixth inning for San Antonio. Jennings ready with a chin-high set, the pick. Swinging a little ground ball off the end of the bat, back to the pitcher. Jennings has got it, feeds underhand to first in time, and the inning is over. So a walk for Steven Jennings to Cole Cummings, but he strands two. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on. We go to the seventh inning next. It's the Rough Riders leading 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jason Blanchard, the left-hander, is the first one. He gets the call from the bullpen for San Antonio in this seven-game series. It's 2-0 Frisco in the top of the seventh. Ryan Burgert done in his start. He was fantastic, allowing just two runs across six innings. Retired the last bunch that he saw. The last 13 batters he saw were sat down. Cody Freeman leads it off against the left-hander Blanchard, who's 26 years old, 6 foot, 185 pounds, went to Lamar College, a native of Austin, Texas. Drafted by the Padres in 2019 in the ninth round in the first pitch. The left-hander fits it on the outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. Rough Riders' last base runner was an RBI single from Alex DeGoti in the second. Blanchard has been really good this year. 0-1 pitch. Changeup outside. One ball and one strike. In 13 outings, he's 0-1 with a 1.31 ERA. 24 strikeouts, just 5 walks across 20 and 2/3 innings. 1-1 toss. This is inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. He's seen plenty of the Rough Riders over the last few seasons. Only one appearance against Frisco this year. Back on May 8th, a scoreless inning with a couple strikeouts. 2-1. Outside. Went off of Valenzuela's glove to the backstop, and it's 3-1. A season ago with the Rough Riders, or against the Rough Riders, I should say, faced Frisco a ton. Six head-to-head outings against the Rough Riders. 3-1. Check swing liner foul at the top of the Riders. Dug out, and Anthony makes a nice catch. The clubhouse assistant at the top step of the dugout, reaching back, making the left-handed grab. He gets a hug from Cabo Rodriguez for saving his life. 3-2. Anthony just graduated McKinney High School. Congratulations to him. 3-2 on Freeman. The pick. Swinging a pop-up back behind home. It's foul out of play. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now last season, an over 7 ERA for Blanchard. He's been obviously much better so far this season. Mention those head-to-head against the Rough Riders. He readies here from the stretch and the payoff. Swinging a foul again off to the right side. Freeman playing defense and just swatting it away. Last season in those six outings, Blanchard a 2.25 ERA against the Riders, allowing just two runs across eight innings with 11 strikeouts. Freeman climbs back in from the right side, leading it off in the seventh inning. Frisco a 2-0 lead. Left-hander lifts the leg and fires. It's down and in. Ball four. Well, Cody Freeman works a walk, well-earned against him, starting it off in the seventh inning, and that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. 2-0 Frisco. We're keeping an eye on the game down in Arlington between the Rangers and the Diamondbacks, a rematch of the World Series from last year. And the Rangers are currently on top, 4-2. That game going into the seventh inning in Arlington. Corey Seager has done it again. He has homered the pitch home. A swing and a tapper up the middle. The second baseman, Reyes, tries to pick it to his left. It goes past him out into shallow right field. Freeman steams around second. He pulls into third, and the Riders have the runners on the corners with nobody out. They'll probably assess an error there to Reyes, who laid it off to his left side. And what would have been a really difficult double play to turn. With the runner, Freeman, running right in front of him as he tried to pick it off to his left. And they say base hit. Wow, so single for Josh Hatcher on the infield. And Abimelech Ortiz now with runners on the corners. A look in by the left-hander. Blanchard has his sign. He deals. Low and outside. Oh, no, a call to strike. It was dropped by Valenzuela, the catcher. It's 0-1. But back to the Rangers. Nathan Eovaldi, fresh off the injured list, got the start today. Didn't go very long, allowing two runs across three innings. But Corey Seager with a home run, his seventh home run in his last seven games. 4-2 Rangers in the seventh. Offering is popped foul, left side. Foul ground. The third baseman, Castagnon, giving chase. It's off the netting. It's 0-2. Seager is really hot now at the plate. He's back into MVP form that we expected to see from Corey this year. No balls, two strikes to Ortiz. Two nothing Frisco. Top of the seventh. Blanchard throws over to first base, chasing Hatcher back in. Hatcher 5-for-7 in steals this year. Pull side shift on the infield, right side. Offering in. Ortiz, a late swing and a miss for strike three with a fastball right down the middle. Left on left has been really tough on him this season. One out for Franger Chavez. Chavez, a pop out and a ground out in his two trips. Blanchard's first pitch, a bunt up the first baseline and a really good one. Tanerowicz Fields tags him out, but Freeman does come in to score. So a safety squeeze and the Riders get a run. They lead 3-0. That's really smart baseball from Freiner Chavez, laying it down perfectly up the first baseline. Hatcher down to third, and he picks up an RBI. A two outs runner at second for Alex Dagoti. Riders lead it 3-0. Makes you feel even better about it with an extra run tacked on, a little insurance. Here's the stretch of the pitch. It's on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Three runs on five hits for the Riders now. No runs on two hits for the Missions in the seventh. Blanchard ready with a glove, and the pitch is inside. It's one ball and one strike. Daniel Mateo on deck represented the ninth spot of the order. It's winning baseball for the Rough Riders, laying that bunt down, picking up the extra run for Chavez. 1-1 pitch. Low. Two balls and one strike. Degody, an RBI single up the middle back in the second inning. He flew out to left in the fifth, hitting it hard. Wind blowing in from left. 2-1. Outside. Three balls and one strike now. Blanchard has been a huge change of pace from what we saw from Burgert and Steven. Much slower working pitcher. And he's had trouble finding the strike zone as well. This next one will be his 19th pitch of the inning, and a balk. He flinched, and he balks Hatcher to third. So a runner at third and two down. Three balls and one strike on Alex Degody. Here's the stretch, and the 3-1. Outside corner, a strike. Degody thought it was ball four. He started heading down to first and now tucks the bat under his left arm and heads back to home plate. 3-2, two out, runner at third. Riders leading 3-0 in the top of the seventh. Blanchard looking in for his sign. He's got it. Payoff pitch on the way. Change up down and away. Ball four. Now Degody aboard with a two-out walk, and they're cornered for the Riders and Daniel Mateo. Mateo 0-2. Center fielder with a strikeout and a ground out. 3-0 Frisco, top of the seventh. Left-hander throws over to first. Gets Degody back in on his feet. Degody 4-for-5 in steals with the Riders. In limited action, playing just his 16th game. The pitch. Mateo spoils it foul out of play to the right side. It's 0-1. Mateo looking for his first hit. Strikeout and a ground out is two trips. Kellen Strom in the on-deck circle sidesteps over and fist bumps a fan in the front row. He's back in. The 0-1. Foul the way to the right side. It's quickly 0-2 on the Riders' center fielder. Playing at the top of the seventh. 3-0 Frisco with one run in. Massive insurance run. Turning it over to this bullpen that's been so good for Frisco. Under 3 ERA in the month of May out of the bullpen. The pitch. Mateo watches away. One ball and two strikes. Hatcher leads from third. Degody from first. Blanchard kicks and throws over to first again, and Degody's back in. Good crowd on this Tuesday night here in San Antonio. Rough Riders have quieted them. Hatcher getting too far off of third, and the throw to third is in time. Oh, Hatcher. Blanchard just stepped off and threw over to third base, and they got him. And the Riders leave him on the base pass. But they do get a run on a hit. No errors and one left on. Stretch time here in San Antonio. Riders leading 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To the bottom of the seventh inning, the Riders adding a run in the top half on a safety squeeze from Franmir Chavez, and now leading 3-0. Brandon Valenzuela, Michael De La Cruz, Robbie Tenorowicz to swing the sticks for San Antonio. It's 5, 6, and 7 in their order. Steven Jennings first pitch, swing and a miss, high fastball 0-1. Valenzuela 0-2 today with a couple of ground outs on the offensive side. Game one of this 7-game series here at the Wolf. Jennings the 0-1. Swinging a bounding ball, hit over the mound, out to second. Couple of high hops to Degody. He's got it at the chest and throws out Valenzuela. One away. There's Michael De La Cruz. 1-2 today. 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors for the Riders. The Missions with 0 runs on 2 hits and no errors today. Stretch from Jennings in the first offering. Fouled straight back. It's 0-1. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders have scored in the first, second, and seventh innings tonight. Liam Hicks had a sack fly in the first. Alex Degody, an RBI single in the second. And then that safety squeeze from Chavez in the top half of this inning. 0-1. A spoiled foul out of play to the left side. It's 0-2. Jennings came in the sixth, walked Cole Cummings, and then got Marcos Castagnon to bounce it right back to him for the final out of the inning. The line now finalized on Josh Steven. He went 5 2/3 innings in his start, shutout baseball. Allowing just 2 hits, he struck out 3 and walked 1. 0-2 toss, fouled away left side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. So Josh Steven in line for the win. And one of his better starts of the season, looking really confident. Rough Riders bullpen trying to finish this baby off. Right-hander's pick. Swinging a chopper up over the hill again. Second baseman Degody's got it. Slings it on to first just in time to get De La Cruz. 2 down, and here's Robbie Tenorowicz. 3-0. Rough Riders lead it, bottom of the seventh. Rough Riders' last shutout win was at Corpus Christi on May 4th, 11-0. They only have 3 shutout wins this season, 2 of them in that series against Corpus, and 1 at Arkansas. First pitch to Tenorowicz. Strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Tenorowicz was part of that lineup that the Rough Riders shutout in Arkansas before getting released by the Mariners and then signed by the Padres organization midseason this year. 0-1. Burned it right by him. A swing and a miss on a fastball off the outside corner. It's 0-2. 3-0 Riders. Bottom of the seventh. 2 outs. Bases clear. Jennings readies with the chin high set. And the 0-2, swinging a ground ball left side of the infield. Chavez has got it on a backhand jump throw onto first. 1 bounce, and it's past Ortiz. Hicks backs it up, and Tenorowicz is in there safely. Man, what an effort from Franmir Chavez. Would have been close if Ortiz had a clean pick there. But a jump throw from Franmir Chavez nearly got Tenorowicz infield single for him. Robert Perez Jr. Chavez is so smooth defensively. The Riders have some pretty good defenders. Three different guys who play shortstop. Four if you include Degody, who played there on Sunday. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fouled back, and it's 0-1. Chavez is the smoothest probably of them all. Really strong arm, but doesn't show it off very often. 0-1 on Perez. Rough Riders leading 3-0, bottom of the seventh. Perez with a couple strikeouts today. Steven pitches. Swinging a line drive into right field. Sinks in for a base hit. Tenerowitz up to second. He stops. Back-to-back singles with 2 outs in the seventh inning. Brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Ray Patrick Ditter. He has 3 of the 21 home runs this season for San Antonio. Shortstop 0 for 2 with a ground down to pop out. Hicks goes out and chats with Jennings. After the first 2 outs were recorded relatively quickly, it's been infield single and single into right field. And Seth Clark gets up and starts stretching it out in the bullpen down the right side for the Rough Riders and now actually begins to throw. So break in case of emergency here. Pitcher for the Rough Riders down the right field line. Everybody. Hopefully Jennings can get out of this inning. 3-0. Frisco leads it. Bottom of the seventh. 2 aboard. 2 out. First pitch. Ditter watches a breaking ball in for a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders looking to start the season 5-1 head-to-head against San Antonio. The pitch home. Ditter swings, bounces it foul back behind home plate. It's 0-2. Still a little bit early to do any scoreboard watching in the Texas League. But that never stopped us. Midland currently leading Corpus 11-1. So the Riders need a win here in order to keep pace. They're half a game back of Midland in the standings. 0-2 pitch. Low and away. 1-2. San Antonio entered today 5 games back at 22-21 after winning it 7 of their last 9. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul to the left side. Still 1-2. They've won each of their last 2 series against Corpus and Wichita. 4-2 both times coming into this series. Rough Rider is definitely the best team that they'll face in these last 3, though. An 8-4 record is since last seeing the Rough Riders 3 weeks ago. Time call. 1-2. On Ditter. Runners at first and second, 2 outs. Clark has stopped throwing in the bullpen to watch this next pitch. Jennings, chin high, set the pitch. Low and outside. 2-2. Ripken Reyes represented the top of the card on deck. Wind blowing in from left field to the pole side for Ditter. Jennings offering. The ground ball squibbed up the first baseline and foul. Right off the end of the bat. It's still 2-2. Seen a lot of off the end of the bat contact from both sides today. A lot of weird squibbers and soft ground balls. Ditter inserts his right foot to the back of the batter's box in bright yellow cleats. 2-2. Jennings stretches. And the right-hander ready with the 2-2 pitch on the way. Slider low and outside. We're full at 3-2. This will be the 8th pitch to Ditter. Perez leads from first to Tenerowitz from second. They'll take off on this pitch. The offering home is a breaking ball lashed into left field, base hit. Tenerowitz getting the wave around third, no throw. Mission's on the board. three straight two-out singles. RBI base hit for Ray Patrick Dinner. He got a slider hanging in the middle of the plate and serving in the left. And that coaxes John Goble out of the Rough Riders dugout, the pitching coach, right before Ripken Reyes comes to the plate. So shutout is gone. Riders still lead it 3-1. Reyes is 1-for-3 today, and Goble is going to talk to Jennings about how to face him. Reyes is a very pesky hitter. He singled in the left field the opposite way his last time up. San Antonio getting on the board. This is a team that has really struggled on the offensive side this season. They are last in a bunch of offensive categories in the Texas League this season, including second to last in fewest runs per game this season. They're averaging under 4 runs a game on the year. And Ripken Reyes stands in. Shut out 3 times this year, and there will not be a 4th tonight. Reyes stands in now at the top of the card. Ball got loose down the right field line. Good news if you're the Rough Riders is they have really struggled on offense this year. They've scored just 1 run exactly 8 times this year out of their 44 games. So 11 times they've been shut out or scored just 1 run. Runners at first and second. The pitch is high to Reyes, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Perez at second. Ray Patrick Dinner at first. 3-1 Rough Riders. Bottom of the 7th inning. Jennings ready from the stretch, the 1-0. Breaking ball for a strike. 1-1. Seth Clark will probably take the mound here in the bottom of the 7th if this inning goes one more batter. Clay Dungan, the left-handed hitter, is on deck. The pitch. Swinging a grounder foul at the plate. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes now. Jennings is ahead. Dinner really waited Jennings out, not chasing pitches. And on the 8th pitch of the at-bat, singled into left. Riders still leading by 2 here in the 7th. Couple half swings out of the hill for Reyes. Jennings, the 1-2. Swinging a grounder foul to the right side. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes still on Reyes, from the former Pirates farmhand and the former Yankee farmhand. Jennings signed a free agent deal with the Rangers over the offseason. Climbs to the top of the hill, tucking the glove to the left side of his chest, dangling his right arm, looking in for his sign. Hicks gives it to him. 1 ball, 2 strike pitch. Breaking ball just misses outside, not by much. 2-2 to Reyes. Jennings has had to throw a lot of pitches in this inning. This next offering will be his 34th overall. He fires. Swinging a little floater off the fist into shallow center. Chavez back, the shortstop there. He makes the catch, and the inning comes to a close. But 1 across on 3 hits, no errors, 2 left on for San Antonio. Top of the 8th inning next. Rough Riders a 3-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth. You're on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Nine-hole hitting Daniel Mateo starts it off for the Riders in the top of the eighth inning, leading 3-1. Jason Blanchard back out on the hill after surrendering a run in the seventh. Left-handed reliever working against Mateo, who was at the plate against him when Hatcher was picked off at third to end the inning. Chest high set the pitch. Dips low of the zone, one ball and no strikes. It was a 1-2 count to the Riders center fielder when the inning ended. Freiner Chavez pushed across a run with a push bunt on a safety squeeze up the first baseline. 1-0 offering. It's just high. Two balls, no strikes. San Antonio getting on the board in the bottom of the seventh. Rough Riders still that two-run advantage, though, 3-1. Trying to add on here against Blanchard. 2-0. Swinging a line shot into shallow right center field. That one drops in. It's a base hit for Daniel Mateo. Mateo singles to lead off the eighth inning. Top of the card now, fourth time through. Kellen Strom, who's 1-for-3 today with a triple and a run scored in the first. Right-handed batter against left-handed pitcher. That hit the sixth for the Rough Riders in the pitch. Strom shows bunt, pulls back, watches for a strike. It's 0-1. Castagnon creeps in at third now, playing even with the cut of the grass in front of the bat. And Strom calls time and steps out. Strom's triple was his second triple of the season. Off the top of the wall in right field. Oh, 1. And the air foul right side. Quickly 0-2. Rough Riders had a lot of hits early. And then two hits in the last couple innings, one in each. They haven't been plentiful offensively today. 0-2, high and outside. One ball and two strikes. Seen enough games here in this ballpark over the last few years knowing that if you have a lead early on, chances are that's going to remain. There aren't many late-game comebacks here in this ballpark just because of how pitcher-friendly it is. 1-2. Swinging a chopper to the left side. Castagnon slides after it and missed it. It's out into left field. And Kellen Strom is his second hit of the day. Back-to-back singles for the Rough Riders here in the eighth inning. Seven hits now for Frisco offensively. Trying to add on, and here's Liam Hicks. Hicks 0-for-2 with a sack fly. Looking to find his way aboard to reach in a 16th consecutive game. 3-1 Frisco, top of the eighth.
Blanchard ready from the stretch. And left-hander pitches. Hicks bunts at it, but bunted through it. And it's 0-1. Seth Clark gets up and continues to throw in the Riders' bullpen. We'll see him in the bottom of the eighth, most likely. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Corners pinch in. The offering is bunted foul behind home, and Hicks can't do it again. It's 0-2. So Hicks fails to lay the bunt down, and Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders' third base coach and manager, just points at him and says, all right, swing the stick. No balls and two strikes. Left-hander's pitch. Swinging a bounder foul right side towards the Rough Riders on-field bullpen. Hits off the concrete just above where the players sit and caroms out into shallow right field. Still no balls, two strikes. Infield to pull, outfield to pull as well for the left-handed batting Hicks. Southpaw on the hill from the stretch, the 0-2. Check swing, and it's away. Barely missing. One ball, two strikes. And now some action out in the Mission's bullpen down the left field line. Raul Brito loosening the pitch. Ground ball foul at the plate off of Hicks's foot right back to the hill, and it's still 2-2. One and two. 3-1, Rough Riders lead it. Play in the top of the eighth with the Riders threatening. Blanchard has now thrown 34 pitches across his inning plus. He readies once again, the 1-2. I have to wait. He kicks and looks back towards second. With Mateo's speed at second base, a base hit for Hicks would easily add on a run. Outfield plays rather shallow. 1-2, outside, ball two, two balls, two strikes. This will be the seventh pitch up coming to the Riders catcher. Time called by the catcher, Valenzuela. And it looks like they're going to redo their signs as Valenzuela pulls out his card out of his back pocket, motions to his pitcher, Blanchard. He grabs his card, looks at it, and now we're ready to go. Two balls and two strikes. Offering home, Hicks swings and grounds it foul to the on-deck circle where Zavala waits on the right side, and it's still 2-2. We'll see an eighth pitch in this at-bat. Blanchard, really slow worker on the hill. He's ready from the stretch. 2-2. Got him looking. Upper edge, outside corner. Hicks down on strikes. One down here in the eighth inning at Aaron Zavala bats. Hicks thought it was high, but he had a pretty good case for it. Zavala is 1-for-3 today. Double, strikeout, and a flyout. Pitch home. Outside. One ball, no strikes. 3-1 Rough Riders, top of the eighth inning. Mateo at second, Strom at first. 1-0 pitch. Misses high. Spinner from Blanchard. It's two balls, no strikes. Cody Freeman on deck for the Rough Riders in this top of the eighth inning. Left-hander readies. 2-0. Foul off the fist, back to the netting. Two balls, one strike. Rough Riders have been really good in general with runners in scoring position. They're just 1-for-6 tonight. Their 276 average leads the Texas League with runners in scoring position. Blanchard fires. There's a pop-up. Shallow left field. Cummings coming in, still going towards the line, and he makes the catch on a sprint. Two outs. That ball hung up in the air forever, and the wind just took a hold of it and carried it near foul territory, but just in fair ground, Cummings was able to pull it in. Now Cody Freeman and Luke Montz comes out, and he is going to make a pitching change. So the manager for San Antonio says, I'll take Raul Brito, and it's it for Jason Blanchard. The right-hander will face Cody Freeman. Rough Riders a 3-1 lead, trying to add on with runners at first and second. Two down in the top of the eighth. Now the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change brings Raul Brito out of the bullpen for the Missions. Rough Riders with runners at first and second here in the top of the eighth inning, leading 3-1. Cody Freeman due up a right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher. Brito has been much better against righties than he has against lefties this season. Righty's hitting 261 against him, which isn't terribly effective, but lefties are hitting 417 against the right-hander. On the other side, Cody has been actually better against right-handed pitching than he has against lefties, hitting over 300 against righties this year. So the first pitch, a curveball for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. All that to say is it doesn't really matter. Cody's got to go out there and try and pick up a base hit. Seven hits tonight for the Rough Riders as we play in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch. Fastball strike. Outside corner, 0-2. Freeman hitting 341 with runners in scoring position this year. That's 10th best in the Texas League. Rough Riders just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position tonight. No balls, two strikes on the Riders' third baseman. Mateo, great speed at second. 0-2 toss from Brito. High and inside. He handcuffed him, and he went around on a check swing. Strike three. Riders get the first two aboard. Leave them right there. They lead 3-1 into the bottom of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Saturday, June 15th. See you at Bark in the Park Saturday, June 15th. First pitch at 7:05. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Seth Clark emerges from the Rough Riders bullpen down the right field line and takes the hill for Frisco. It's 3-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the eighth inning in this series opener. Clay Dungan leads it off. Dungan is 0-2 with a walk. Clark, the third pitcher used by the Rough Riders, and the second out of the bullpen today. The pitch. Fastball for a strike. On the outside corner, it's 0-1. Seth Clark has pitched better than his numbers might suggest this year. He fires and misses low and outside. One ball and one strike. The former Georgia State product, 24-year-old, on the season with the Riders, a 3 ERA across 11 outings. He readies and brings it high and inside with a breaking ball. Two balls, one strike. Clark comes at you with a fastball, slider, and changeup combination. 16 strikeouts in 15 innings this year with the Riders. 2-1, swinging a chopper, foul to the right side, off of Dungan's foot. And it's two balls and two strikes. In the month, he's allowed exactly three runs across nine innings with nine Ks. Really, really tough at-bat for any left-handed batter. He throws a three-quarters arm slot. He readies from the stretch. He fires. It's outside. And it's three balls and two strikes. Lefties are hitting 250 against him this year with the Riders, and he misses away for ball four to lead off the eighth inning. A tying run comes to the plate in the form of Cole Cummings. 3-1, Frisco leads it, bottom of the eighth inning. Clark does have the double play in order behind him. He's rolled one double play and nine double play opportunities this season. Left on left, first pitch. Low and outside, 1-0. That's a tough walk to lead things off because it is left on left, and he missed low and away there. Hicks will go out and have a chat with him. You really have to imagine, in order to have a lot of success in his career, Seth Clark is going to have to take care of left-handed batters. And with his stuff and his arm slot, which he throws from, the command is really the only thing that's going to hinder that. Freddy Chavez, the shortstop, comes in and discusses as well with Hicks and Clark. Back behind home plate. Cummings today has walked flat out to right and grounded out. Three runs on seven hits, no errors for the Riders. One run on five hits, no errors for the Missions. The offering is cut on and miss and a mighty rip. It's 1-1. Cummings does have power. He's hit three home runs this season. Here's the stretch. And the offering to the Orange California native. Swing and a miss again. And another fastball burned right by him. 1-2. Cummings hit 12 home runs in each of the last two seasons in the minor leagues. All 12 last year with the Missions. The offering is fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes on Cummings. A strikeout here would be big. A ground ball would be even bigger. He readies. And the 1-2. Swinging a chopper up the first baseline. Ortiz has got it. Slings it on to second for one. Throw to first. Is not in time as Degoni was covering the second baseman and he couldn't find the bag. So it was a good, strong throw from Chavez, but they can't turn the double play. It's a fielder's choice that goes 3-6. One away, Cummings at first. Here's Marcos Castagnon now. Castagnon bats from the right side against the lefty. 3-1 Rough Riders. Bottom of the eighth, the pitch. Strike with a slider on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Missions haven't had many scoring opportunities today. The pitch. Swinging a line shot in the left field. Strom racing in. Makes the shoestring catch. Great first step from Kellen Strom. Racing in from left field. He makes the catch right off the top of his shoes. And there are two away. That is such a tough play for any left fielder on a line drive off the end of the bat with a big swing from Castagnon. A perfect read from Strom. Two outs, and here's Brandon Valenzuela, the switch hitting catcher in his seventh season in minor league baseball, native of Hermosillo, Mexico. The pitch. Inside, it's one ball and no strikes. 3-1 Rough Riders, last of the eighth inning. Valenzuela 0 for 3 today. 1-0 pitch. Change up outside. Two balls, no strikes. Wind blowing in from center. 2-0. Popped up right side, down the right field line, and foul ground and well out of play. One ball. They get two balls and one strike. Two outs and a runner at first. Continuing to keep an eye on that Midland game. It's 12-2 out in front of Corpus right now. 2-1. Ground ball foul left side at 2-2. And so that one is all but in the books in the ninth inning. Rough Riders need this one to stay a half game back of the Rockhounds. Side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders defensively. Clark, the 2-2. Swinging a line drive, looped down the left side, and lands in fair, rolling it towards the corner. Zavala make it strong to dig it out as it rolls around in the corner, and that allows Cummings to come in to score. That ball is shot into the corner, and it's a rounded corner. And so it just kind of scooted along the wall and passed Strom. RBI double for Brandon Valenzuela. It's a one-run game. And here's Robbie Tenerwitz. Excuse me, it's Michael De La Cruz. Michael De La Cruz, 1-for-3. 3-2 game. Rough Riders still have a one-run lead. The pitch. De La Cruz hits it foul into the Riders' dugout right side. Looked like it hit Kavika Emsley Pye. He's okay. 3-2 Rough Riders, bottom of the eighth inning. And now how big does it look that the Rough Riders had runners at first and second in the eighth inning, nobody out, and they couldn't cash in on a run? This game would look entirely different, even if it was 4-2. The 0-1. This is low. One ball and one strike. This is only the fifth at-bat with a runner in scoring position for the Missions tonight. They're 1-for-4. Clark brings it home. High and outside. Two balls, one strike. So after Josh Steven cruised through 5 2/3 innings, it's been the bullpen that has struggled. Steven Jennings surrendering a run in the seventh. And now Seth Clark allowing a run in the eighth. The pitch. It misses low. Three balls and one strike. The leadoff walk didn't come in to score because of the fielder's choice, but might as well have when you look at what a fielder's choice is, obviously, just trading it one base runner for another. Leadoff walks can hurt. time called. And home plate umpire is asking for a member of the Missions to come over, and he's pointing out a fan, wondering if a fan is about to get kicked out of the game or what's going on. Yeah, they're pointing to a couple fans in the lower bowl. It was a police officer who came over and was talking to them. Must have been something they were saying. You don't see that very often. Here's the stretch by the left-hander. It's 3-1, the pitch. Chopper foul back behind home over to Narowitz on the on-deck circle, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robbie Ullstrom has started to throw in the Riders bullpen now. Payoff pitch. Just inside, ball 4. Two-out base runner again. It's now runners at first and second. 2 outs, Riders lead 3-2. Robbie Tenerowitz, the batter. We'll see how long the leash is for Seth Clark. They're going to keep him in. Allow him to face Tenerowitz. Time call. And Liam Hicks looking over towards Kavika Emsley-Pye to get his signals with runners at first and second. He divvies him out. Tenerowitz, an infield single back in the seventh inning. Then he came in to score the second, or beg your pardon, the first run of the game for the Missions. Time called, and here comes Carlos Cardoza. So Seth Clark will come out. Robbie Ullstrom will come in here in the eighth inning. It's a 3-2 lead for the Rough Riders and a pitching change for Frisco. They go left-hander to left-hander. Rough Riders trying to keep this lead. We'll be right back. Here in the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sock Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders dip back into their bullpen. It's Robbie Ullstrom who comes out. He'll face Robbie Tenerowitz here with two down, runners at first and second. One run in. Frisco clinging to their 3-2 advantage. This has been a heck of a ball game here in the opener of the series. We just cruised through the first six innings, and the last two have been very intense and fruitful in terms of scoring. Three runs in the last two innings combined after just two in the first six innings. So Robbie Tenerowitz, the right-handed batter against the left-handed power arm of Robbie Ullstrom. Fastball will be in the mid-90s. He throws back to second base, close on the pickoff, and they got him! Oh, what a pickoff move! Valenzuela out at second base, and Ullstrom doesn't have to throw a pitch to get out of the eighth inning. Wow. 3-2, Riders lead at top of the ninth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Game one of this series has now featured three pickoffs combined between the two teams. It's 3-2 Rough Riders at the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders would love an extra run here of insurance. They send Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz, Brainerd Chavez to the plate against Raul Brito, who threw just three pitches in the eighth, striking out Cody Freeman. What a perfect throw by Robbie Ahlstrom on that pickoff. A turn and a throw to second base. Freiner Chavez was right there, laid the tag down on him perfectly. And Valenzuela was picked off at second base. So Ahlstrom doesn't even have to throw a pitch. He'll undoubtedly come back out for the ninth inning as well. Kind of been the quasi-closer for the Rough Riders recently. There's Josh Hatcher, who singled back in the seventh inning. He's 1-for-3 today, coming off a career-high tying three-hit performance on Sunday. Right-handed pitcher Raul Brito, and he deals home to Hatcher. Swing and a miss on the first offering. It's 0-1. Brito, as mentioned, has struggled against lefties. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Earned another fastball by him. It's 0-2. Lefties are hitting .471 against him this year. And on the other side, Hatcher has been good against right-handed pitching. It's been good against everybody, quite frankly, but especially righties. 0-2 on the way. Hatcher watches high. One ball, two strikes. He's hitting .337 against right-handed pitching this season. Left-hander pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. 1-2 toss on the way. He swings, spoils, and foul out of play to the left side on a low breaking ball. A lot of punch here in the lineup with the guys due up here in the ninth with Hatcher and Ortiz. 1-2. Breaking ball away. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch on the way. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball in the dirt for strike three. Hatcher retired. Second strikeout for Brito. Abimelech Ortiz now. 1-for-3 with a double in the second inning. 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. In this series opener. Right-hander deals. Inside. Backed him off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Ortiz has struck out twice since the double. Brito stretches and fires in. Swinging a foul, backing out of play behind home plate. On a strike. Brito Left-handed hitter holds the bat over his left shoulder, parallel to the ground. The offering. Swing and a miss and a big breaking ball down low and inside 1-2. Ortiz calls time and steps out. Base is clear, one down. Brito, the 1-2. Way high and outside. Two balls, two strikes, and a ball that got off Valenzuela's glove and went back to the backstop. Ortiz climbs back in from the left side. Right-hander ready. Lifts the leg, deals. It's a chopper up the first baseline. Tenero, it's waits on it. Takes a high hop. He's got it. And underhand to the pitcher. Brito covering. Second out of the inning. Ranger Chavez bats now. Riders try not to go down 1-2-3 in this ninth inning. Well, they do have the lead. Brito's pitch. Breaking ball high and outside, 1-0. Nobody warming in the pen, so as suspected, Ahlstrom will return for the bottom of the ninth. 1-0. Check swing, down and in, 2-0. Freiner Chavez probably has the biggest moment of the day for the Riders with his safety squeeze in the seventh that provided a key insurance run. We'd be tied if it weren't for that. Perfect bunt up the first base line. 2-0. Chopper foul, first base side past Hemsley Pye, the Rough Riders first base coach, and it's 2-1. Riders out hitting the mission 7-6. Frisco had first and second, nobody out in the eighth inning and couldn't cash in. None of that matters if you're able to come out and dominate with Robbie Ahlstrom. The pitch popped up in a shallow left field. Cummings trotting in a couple steps, now backpedals and makes the catch. Side retired in 1-2-3 fashion in the ninth. Bottom nine next. Here we go. Ahlstrom to the hill when we come back. 3-2 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Robbie Ahlstrom to face the bottom third of the order for the San Antonio Missions. It's Robbie Tenorowicz leading things off. He's 1-for-3 today. 3-2 Frisco. Stretch from Ahlstrom, the left-hander. He faces the right-handed batting Tenorowicz in the pitch. Swinging a foul back out of play to the right side. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders have scored in the first, second, and seventh. The Missions scoring their runs in the seventh and the eighth inning. 0-1. Denarowitz fouls it back, and it's 0-2. Fastball will be in the mid-90s for Ahlstrom. He has a good curveball as well. He's been working on the slider. No balls and two strikes. The left-hander kicks the leg, pitches. It misses low of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. It's a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup combination in total for Ahlstrom. Former Oregon Duck ready from the stretch. And the 1-2. Just inside, barely missing with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes, letting out a grunt as he let go of that ball. Ahlstrom will mix up his timing from the windup as well. He'll lift the leg and pause. He'll sometimes go quickly. See what he does here on this 2-2. He's ready. And he deals home. Swing and a miss. He got him. Elevates the fastball. Strike three. One out here in the ninth inning. He wins the battle against the veteran Tenerowitz. And here is Robert Perez Jr. One for three today. 3-2 Rough Riders. Bottom of the ninth inning. Eight-hole hitting right fielder. Single to right back in the seventh. Ahlstrom stretches with the glove of the belt, lifts the leg, kicks. Inside. One ball, no strikes. Riders looking to start this series off on a positive note. They've been good at that for the most part this season. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. I should say they've been good and bad at that. They're 4-4 in series openers this season. Maybe I should check the notes before talking. 1-1. Swing and a foul back into Hicks' glove. One ball and two strikes on Perez. Bases clear, one out. Bottom of the ninth inning. Time called. Perez steps out. Riders and Missions will play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 5:05. Ryan Garcia will take the ball in game one for the Riders. Florencio Serrano in game two. 1-2. Way high with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Kind of a feeble charge from this crowd. 2-2. Popped up. Foul back behind home plate. Out of play, and it's two balls, two strikes. Still on Perez. Latter innings have kind of slowed the pace of this game down. It's been a good game overall, though. Riders a one-run advantage here in the ninth. 2-2. Fouled back again. Still two balls, two strikes. Ahlstrom ready from the stretch. He fires. Curveball down and in. We're full at 3-2. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat, upcoming from the 24-year-old who's pitching in his 14th game with the Riders, 2-1 with a 2.70 ERA. He readies in the payoff. Swinging a line shot in the left field. It's a base hit. Tying run aboard. Robert Perez with his second hit, and now Ray Patrick Dinner. Dinner with an RBI single into left field in the seventh inning from the ninth spot. Double play ends it. Ahlstrom picks over to first, not in time to get Perez. Seven hits apiece now for both of these teams. First pitch. Bounces in there all the way back to the backstop, and now the tying run is in scoring position. A wild pitch. One ball and no strikes. Man. Bounced way out in front of home plate. 1-0 on Ditter, and now the double play is no longer in order as well. Ullstrom kicks in the 1-0. High and outside, two balls and no strikes. No action in the Riders' bullpen. This is Ullstrom's game. The pitch. High and outside. Three balls and no strikes. Jayden Sandridge is warming up in the bullpen for the Missions just in case. 3-0 pitch. High for ball four. He walks the nine-hole hitting Ditter on four pitches. Runners at first and second, one out. Top of the order in Ripken Reyes, but here comes John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, to go chat first. Ullstrom starting off the inning well with a strikeout of Tenerowitz. And the Perez single and the Ditter walk had put runners at first and second. The good news is it sets up the double play again. Reyes is a tough double play candidate who runs well. Goble has the entire infield up there with him, talking it over. Now you have to contend with this top of the order. Reyes, who is 1-for-4 with a single in the sixth. Dungan, 0-for-2 with two walks, representing the top two. Reyes now flips around and bats from the right side as a switch hitter. He is much better as a right-handed hitter than he is, or excuse me, as a lefty than he is a righty. First pitch. He swings and lines it to center field. That one's down in front of Mateo. The runner up to third, and Perez is stopped. The bases are loaded with one out. Clay Dungan now bats. Bases loaded, one down. Bottom of the ninth inning, Riders lead it 3-2. We talk about drama. Rough Riders infield plays back. A ground ball can still end this game for the Rough Riders. Frisco has led wire to wire. Ullstrom's pitch. Outside and left-hander Dungan, 1-0. It's left on left here. Ullstrom, the 1-0 pitch. Check swing. He did not go. Two balls, no strikes. High fastball. Ullstrom has dominated left-handed hitters this year, hitting just 167 against him. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Big rip from Clay Dungan. It's two balls and one strike. Dungan, who has spent time in AAA this year, as well as AA, the pitch. He swings and punches it down the left field line. Strom racing over, running out of room, and it's foul. It's 2-2. A strikeout would be huge right here. You have another left-handed batter on deck in Cole Cummings. Bases loaded, one down, bottom of the ninth inning. Riders lead by one. This season, Clay Dungan is hitting .375 against left-handers, just .108 against righties. So this is a good matchup for him. The 2-2. Strike three called. Got him. Fastball, middle. He picks up a huge strikeout. Bases loaded now, two outs. Two down and the second strikeout from Ahlstrom. Bases remain loaded. 3-2 lead for the Rough Riders. Bottom of the ninth inning. Here's Cole Cummings. Ahlstrom, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him. It's 0-1. Cummings is 0-3 today with a walk. Ahlstrom looking to do the improbable. Get out of this jam without allowing a run. The 0-1. Fastball is high, and it's one ball and one strike. Missions have scored in each of the last two innings to make it a one-run game. They are now out-hitting the Riders 8-7. Ahlstrom stretches the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider away. One strike away from winning the game. One ball and two strikes on Cole Cummings. Looking to capture the opener of this series. Ahlstrom ready as he pitches. Just high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. The drama here at the Wolf in the opener. Bases remain loaded. 2-2, two outs. Ahlstrom lets it go. Strike three called. He got him on the inside corner. Ball game over. Robbie Ahlstrom wins it for the Riders with a strikeout. And the Frisco Rough Riders win it 3-2. Oh, baby. Just as the rain starts to fall out of the sky, Frisco wins it. And the Riders take the opener of this series 3-2. We'll be back to break it down for you on the postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back to Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. The final, the Rough Riders win it 3-2 over the San Antonio Missions. Final line score is Rough Riders 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors. And the Rough Riders as a whole stranded 4 on the base paths. San Antonio 2 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They stranded 10. Frisco strands the bases loaded as Robbie Ahlstrom strikes out the side in the ninth inning, and they win it by that final score of 3-2. What a phenomenal victory in the opener of this series. Let's get you through the scoring on this one. It started in the first inning with Kellen Strom tripling off the wall in right field, and then he came in to score on a Liam Hicks sack fly to make it 1-0. It was then 2-0 after Alex Degote singled in Abimelech Ortiz in the second, and Frisco was feeling pretty good about themselves. Josh Steven then pitched phenomenally, allowing just two hits over 5 2/3 shutout innings in his start. And Frisco added on a run in the seventh as well with a safety squeeze from Freiner Chavez in the seventh inning to make it 3-0. But then San Antonio came back, an RBI single by Ray Patrick Ditter in the seventh, and an RBI double from Brandon Valenzuela in the eighth, and the bases loaded and one out in the ninth inning. Robbie Ahlstrom clamped it down, striking out the next two he saw, and the two and the three hitters nonetheless as well in Clay Dungan and Cole Cummings. So the Rough Riders escape with a victory 3-2 in the opener. We'll take another break, be right back, and get you a look around the league, tell you what this means for the Rough Riders in the standings and how Midland did in Corpus Christi tonight. More to come on the Riders postgame show after the 3-2 win on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back one final time to Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. It's a final. Rough Riders win it 3-2 over San Antonio in the opener of this series. They move to 28-17 on the season. San Antonio falls to 500 at 22-22. Take you around the Texas League and look at some of the scores. This is the big one that the Rough Riders are paying attention to, Midland and Corpus Christi. A 12-2 win for Midland over Corpus, so the Rough Riders remain half a game back of the Rockhounds. Elsewhere, Arkansas hosting Amarillo, a 2-1 win for the Sod Poodles over the Travelers. And Springfield wins 2-1 as well over Wichita out of the four games in the Texas League tonight. In addition to that, the Rough Riders are very interested in what's going on at the AAA level with Round Rock, and they are hosting El Paso, a 10-5 win for the Express over the El Paso Chihuahuas in that ball game. Good to see some former Rough Riders doing some big things on the offensive side. Sandro Fabian with his sixth home run, Davis Wenzel with his fourth home run on the offensive side. And out of the bullpen, Aiden Anderson allowed a run over an inning of work. Grant Wolfram, a third of an inning as well out of the bullpen to finish off that game for Triple A Round Rock. At the high A level, no game today for the Crawdads. While at the low A level, Down East taking down Fredericksburg, the Nationals affiliate, 7-2 in Kinston. That game at home for the Down East Wood Ducks. At the Major League level, the Rangers with a World Series rematch with the Diamondbacks tonight at home, starting off their series, and they win it 4-2 thanks to a three-run homer by Corey Seager. He's now hit seven home runs in his last seven games. So really impressive stuff for Corey. And Nathan Eovaldi went three innings in his start as well for the Rangers returning from the injured list. As for the Rough Riders going forward, we'll have a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 5:05. Ryan Garcia starts in game one of that doubleheader against Robbie Snelling, the number one pitching prospect for the Padres organization. And on game two, it's Florencio Serrano Jr. for the Rough Riders, while the Missions have not yet announced a starter for game number two of that doubleheader. We'll be on the air at 4:50 for the pregame show, 5:05 first pitch for the Twin Bill, and we hope you can join us for that one. Tomorrow should be a lot of fun in this seven-game series. That's going to do it for us here on the Riders Baseball Network here in game one of this seven-game series. Rough Riders win it by a final score of 3-2. I'd like to thank everybody who made this broadcast possible tonight, for our gracious hosts here in San Antonio, for everybody at the Frisco Rough Riders, for my partner Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 4:50 for the 5:05 game one of the doubleheader. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!